Diet Clerk is mainly making sure that all the patients get the correct diets as far as diabetic people, making sure that they get the right amount, the right portions of food, and not too much sugar or no sugar or salt, or the right ounces of meat, and salt-free diets. People who have high blood pressure, we had to make sure that they got the right, you know, kind of food with, make sure that it was salt-free, or even for renal patients, the patients with kidney problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, what? That's a big word. What was that? Okay.
Yeah, renal patients, that's people on dialysis and have kidney failure, and we had to make sure they got the right portions of food, or make sure they're not overloaded or drinking too much. That we even have to make sure that they get a right amount of fluids in their body.
Oh, wow. So your job was critical, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very important.
Very. Wow.
And so on a daily basis, the hospital started out, you know, not very large, but before I left, we were serving like 450 people a meal. So I had to make sure that our diets were in order, that everybody got what they supposed to have.
Great. So was that like 3 meals a day plus snacks?
Yeah, three meals a day plus snacks.
Wow. Wow.
And I would go to work at 5 a.m. I would begin. I worked from 5 a.m. to 1:30.
Wow. Was this every day or just Mondays?
It was like on a rotating schedule. I worked full time, but I worked every other weekend. I worked on the weekend and every other weekend.
Oh, wow. So, did you like working in the hospital?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Now I'm just curious, like what?
Well, doing my job, I come in contact with a lot of people. I used to be able to go out and visit with some patients. Then my job turned over to where I just answered the telephone. But I would get to meet a lot of people and different people, and you know, just interacting with people. It was exciting.
What's your most memorable, I guess, patient that you can remember? Who was?
The most memorable one was Ken Cook, the meteorologist.
Yeah, I was like, why does his name sound familiar? Okay.
I remember he had a daughter to be born there. And when he came in, everybody was excited. That's Ken Cook. And when I heard that his daughter had gotten married or was getting married, I was like, wow, I was there when she was born.
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's about the most memorable one. And I guess about a couple of years ago, Kenny Rogers had a baby there,
the country singer.
Kenny Rogers had a baby about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago.
2 or 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he? He's above 50.
Yes, he's about 60 something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he live in this area?
I'm not sure, but he was at Northside. His wife had a baby at Northside. And also, I can't think of this singer's name. She had two babies there. Can't think of her name, but Whitney Houston.
Uh-huh.
Well, she didn't come. Bobby was there. Bobby Brown. He had a daughter to be born at Northside. That's been